Game Preview is brought to you by Proven IT.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer with you from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall as we get you set for Bears-Bengals. One of the road games left on the schedule in the final four-pack. Offensively, that's where I want to start. What can be done here to get this thing going in the right direction and getting more points on the board? Mitchell Trubisky has thrown the ball only 8 times in the red zone in his 8 starts.
Right, but the game plan starts for getting to the red zone. You know, and that's the thing about it. It's got to be what they accomplish and how can they accomplish their goal of getting into the red zone. And that's going to take an entirety overhaul of the game plan. What do you feel that you can do positive against your next opponent? How do you evaluate their weaknesses? And I'm going to sit here each week and every week and tell you that the game plan should start with Jordan Howard, filter to Tariq Cohen and the rest of the receivers and the guys that can touch the football on this team. It's not what Mitchell Trubisky's going to do for the team. It's how is the team going to complement Mitchell Trubisky. 2 weeks ago, he throws a 16-yard out pattern. That is the most difficult throw for all quarterbacks in the NFL to throw. It gives you evidence of his arm strength, his accuracy, his aiming ability. I like what Mitchell Trubisky has committed to this football team, wanting to get better, wanting his teammates to get better, and being a reason why they are.
Well, if you watched the Steelers and Bengals Monday night, you saw a vicious game. Vicious in every way, extremely physical. Always is between those two teams. So what's left in terms of who's healthy for the Bengals game against the Bears is in question. But overall, that defensive front 7 really gets your attention.
Right. You know, the whole thing, the point of concern is Geno Atkins. He's the guy that's closest to the football on every single snap. If you don't have some type of organization how to stop him in his tracks at the line of scrimmage, he's going to be in the backfield. And he's going to disrupt every play, whether it's a pass or it's a running play. So get Geno Atkins blocked, get to the second level, and if third-level guys are making the tackle, that's a good thing. But, you know, this defense is going to bring a lot of spark because they are playing a home game. It's a latter part of the season, and, you know, you never know the mental attitude guys are going to show up with.
Defensively for the Bears, they're dealing with a team that has not run the ball very well. Joe Mixon had a concussion in that Steelers game. They're one of 3 teams in the league with less than 1,000 yards rushing. So it's Andy Dalton, A.J. Green, one of the best duos in football history in terms of touchdowns together.
Yeah, but, you know, how do you make it uncomfortable for Andy Dalton? That seems to be the way to get to Cincinnati. He may throw that interception. He may create a fumble somehow that, you know, the Bears can get the ball back. You do have to stop the running game, but A.J. Green is the receiver you brought up. You're talking about a tall 6-foot-plus wide receiver, catches the ball high in the air, big catching radius. And if they find one of the defensive backs that they determine they want to go after, look for Andy Dalton and A.J. Green to possibly try to have a big day.
And on the heels of Tariq Cohen's great day in terms of punt returns, the Bengals are vulnerable in that area as well, giving up better than 10 yards and a touchdown this year. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.